Twitter versus the militia. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big question in Iran, what would the supreme leader say? Would he acknowledge that the reformers may have a point, announce a revolt, throw rose petals?
If they don't stop this, then the consequences and the writing, everything, they will be held accountable for all this.
I think that's a no. He said the election was honest.
The Islamic establishment will never manipulate people's votes and commit treason.
And I have to say his audience sounded pretty receptive. Ali Khamenei is a man of God, after all. Although the report is that he will be bussing in an army of Islamic volunteer militiamen just to make sure God has backup. And the implication is those militiamen will have no trouble firing on their fellow Muslims if it comes to that. Of course, my generation remembers the Vietnam years when our students took it to the streets in a big way. And in 1970, our own non-Islamic militia fired into a crowd at Kent State, which brought even more massive demonstrations. But the government held. President Nixon became the symbol of law and order. He won re-election. He wasn't brought down by demonstrators. He was brought down by a tape recorder.
Some may assume that through their street riots, they can try to force the officials to actually listen to them.
Not gonna happen, he said, because if after every election those who haven't gotten their way invite their followers into the streets, then why did we hold elections to begin with? He's betting, as most leaders do, that the people will always choose security over turmoil. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.